Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Well, hello. I am neither Baskin nor Phelps. Dan Menigan in today, along with Anthony Alant filling in for Baskin and Phelps. Today we'll have you for 2 o'clock. We've got a show ahead of us. Our buddy Brian Anderson, the best friend of the show, will join us at 11:20. Talk a little bit of winter meetings with him, along with getting his Browns thoughts. Of course, the former Indians pitcher, Rays color analyst. A huge Browns fan on top of that, used to host a Browns show in town for a good period of time as well. We'll talk to him at 11:20. And the legend Tim May will join us at 12:40. You can hear him on the Tim May podcast with Clay Hall. Get the latest of what's going on at Michigan, what's going on with Matt Campbell at Penn State, even some rumblings of a possible Browns coach finding his way to Michigan for at least an interview, and we'll see where it goes from there. So a lot of stuff going on today, all leading into Kevin Stefanski's press conference. At about that 11, or I shouldn't say 11, my apologies, that 105, 115, somewhere in between there, Kevin Stefanski will hit the podium. You will get who is in, who is out for the Browns game on Sunday, 1 o'clock in Chicago, Soldier Field. Buckle in, you'll be able to listen to it right here on your home of the Browns, 92.3 The Fan. Anthony Alant joins me. How are you, bud? Good to see you.
I'm doing well, Dan. How are you? I'm sick of this cold. Not to like old man this thing, but I am so tired of this. I don't know how people do this for their entire lives. I am so tired of cleaning snow and ice off of my car and then not being able to see out of the windshield because I didn't do a good enough job. My joints hurt. Everything hurts all the time.
Wait, just take the extra time. Just take the extra time and really make sure you scrape the windshield. And then that way you don't have to play that game. Either that one or start the car early and let it go for like a minute or so with the I can't remember. Defroster. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
With the defroster going for about 45 seconds.
So the extra time in the morning dilapidates pretty quickly when my alarm goes off and I think about how cold it is outside. And I just go, oh, my bed is so nice. And I have this mattress for like a beautiful queen size bed.
It's that fine moment. You feel like Homer Simpson laying there going, I feel like a big toasty cinnamon bun.
Exactly. Yep. And you want me to remove myself from said cinnamon bun to talk about a 3-10 football team.
Yeah, it's a valid point right there. It definitely gets tough this time of year to get out of bed. Now, the worst thing that we did is I installed blackout curtains as well. So now I really don't want to get out of bed.
Yep.
Because it's completely dark in there. It's so warm. It's nice. Yeah, it's a pain.
And I'm still kind of like, I'm not sick. I told you this pre-show, I'm not sick, but sitting out in that Browns game on Sunday, I said last week that I wasn't going to go. I convinced myself into it being a good idea. And I saw some fireworks. It was, can I say something though real quick about that game?
Are you going to like openly admit to me that you left before the 2 touchdown drives? Is that what you're going to tell me?
After the block punt, I left.
No!
And I'm a guy who my grandfather instilled in me, never leave a sporting event until the clock hits zero or the final out has been taken on the baseball diamond. I will never leave a baseball game early. However, I was so sick of being cold.
And we are giving this a Stephen A. Smith. However,
I was down to feeling zero out of my 10 toes. I could not breathe out of my nostrils. I dressed perfectly. I had the Carhartt jacket on. I had two pairs of long johns, like everything going. And even the beer jacket couldn't help me out. It was just so unbelievably cold. And then they blocked that punt. I was so sick and tired of screaming at the top of my lungs at what the disaster that I was looking at. Now, I will say this. I was walking up the bridge and I heard the roar from the crowd.
Right.
And I dipped into a bar along, somewhere downtown and decided to watch the end of the game. So I did catch the end of it. But I was sitting there in the bar and I'm like, if they come back, I am never going to forget myself. Despite the fact that it's moving a 3-9 team to a 4-9 record, but I just, because it's instilled in me, never leave a ball game.
Well, and you don't want to miss that moment when all of a sudden it clicks.
Exactly.
And you want to be able to say, I was there the minute that this all made sense. And all of a sudden you saw a guy take a step forward in front of you.
Yeah. And I was there for enough. Like, I did see enough. I saw the Jerry Jeudy pass. I saw a lot of good things. I also saw the Dylan Sampson fumble. And then obviously the punt return. That was the end of it. And I'm like, I don't want to watch this anymore.
And that gets, And that gets a little uglier. You don't want to be there because you think this could be something that is huge. And you think this could be something that is massive. And I wonder where people are when we sit on the precipice of that being the case when it comes to Shedeur Sanders, because we're in a spot. Let's put all the cards on the table before we start. Okay. He had a start against the Raiders where he looked good. Okay. Played well, got the win, couple explosive plays. Wasn't, massively dynamic, anything like that, but he played well enough. He got the win, right? Did everything that you want a quarterback to do. 49ers. He struggled, right? Wind, rain, snow, whatever you want to blame it on, fine. Going up against Robert Saleh, who knows what he's doing, fine. All position of these things are...
Huh? The position of the moon.
Position of the moon. Whatever we want to say this is, it is what it is. Then he comes out against the Titans. A poor defense, not taking anything away, just stating the fact that it was. And played well. I think I saw the going around grade is A-, B+, for what we saw from Shedeur Sanders. I'm not going to put a letter grade on it. I'm going to say he played well. And I don't know if he could have played better outside of the pick. I don't think he could have played better if he tried, right? That was a great, great performance. And it's led us to this position where now all of a sudden people are beginning to dream forward. People are looking at the 2026 season, 2027 season, thinking to themselves, okay, are the Browns no longer in this position where they have to look to draft a quarterback? Did you possibly find your guy in a place that you didn't see coming? And that's where I'm so fascinated by this, because a lot of people are starting to jump to that conclusion where they're basically just coming out going, yeah, Shedeur's the guy. Done. Build around. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And we've been yelled at the whole week, and I'm one of them who's been yelled at. You're giving me the benefit of time. And you're giving me the benefit of being able to gain more information. I want all of that information. I am the kind of person who, if you tell me the paper is due in 2 weeks, but you could turn it in at any time, you will get the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The paper in 2 weeks, and you will get the paper. I may even try to get you to give me an hour more time to make sure I have everything that I need to get this done. Where are you on that narrative? Do you want more time to see everything that's there, or are you willing to jump in with both feet?
Well, it's good that I wasn't the only one getting yelled at for saying that we shouldn't overreact to one game. However, it's Cleveland, and we've been searching for a quarterback since the beginning of time. So I totally understand that, you know, the guy almost throws for 400 yards, damn near comes back and wins the ball game. I understand that you come back, especially because of the fact that, like, hey, he's a fifth round pick. We kind of fell into this situation. What he's allowed you to do is say, you have the next four games, you have the runway. And he also staves off Kevin Stefanski being like, yeah, maybe Deshaun Watson will play, or maybe we'll go back to Dylan Gabriel or Bailey Zappe at some point. He afforded himself and he afforded the team the chance to say, you have this runway to prove what you got. And while five or six games is never enough to evaluate a quarterback, especially one that is still growing into being an NFL level quarterback, it provides some form of evidence as to whether or not, because you can look back at the end and you can say, if he plays terrible for the next 4 weeks, you go, okay, that was an aberration. If he plays great, you can, you know, give yourself enough evidence to say, let's roll with him for 2026, or let's at least give him the opportunity to be the starter week one next year. So I thought that was the best part of it, was whether or not you think he's going to be a franchise quarterback, or he's just going to be the bridge quarterback next year, or he showed enough that he can be a backup. He gave you enough to have that runway for you to figure it out, which is something that Dylan Gabriel did not do.
And I think that's the best part, is the fact that you don't have to jump in with both feet to make this decision right now. But the other side of that is the fact that you're going to start hearing a lot of sound from a lot of different places. And when it comes to people saying, I've talked with people in the building and team sources and all of that kind of stuff, my question is always, when? When feels like one of those questions that does not get asked when it comes to people saying, I talked to this person and this person and this person. And I think we may have had one of those moments earlier this week when Todd McShay hopped on the Triple Action podcast and made some headlines in Cleveland and everywhere else when he talked about Shedeur Sanders, that he talked about the Browns. And in fact, you know what? He had this to say when it came to Shedeur Sanders and the future of the Browns.
I don't think it's in Cleveland. And I say that because I'm not convinced that the coaching staff wanted to draft him. And you could kind of see that they blocked with everything they had him playing, or even being, feeling like he was a player that they were developing. You know, I never got that sense that they were putting the effort in this season with Shedeur even as a backup to get him prepared for the moment that arose with the injury to Dylan Gabriel. Now, you know, obviously he played really well in the first start. The second start, he gets nicked up. And so we'll see how that goes the rest of the season. But honestly, my guess is, depending on what, you know, is it the same general manager, Andrew Berry? Is it the same head coach, Kevin Stefanski, next year? If it is, I think that he's playing now to get the attention of the other 31 organizations to try to get an opportunity, whether that's in a, it would most likely have to be in a trade, or else he's going to have to ride out the remaining 3 years in his rookie deal.
So my question with all of that is, when? Because I have Myles Garrett telling us that, hey, he's been in the office with Shedeur Sanders, been in the office with Kevin Stefanski. They've been working together. They've been going over a whole bunch of film. You got the whole Hungry Dogs thing going on here. We're hearing that he's working, and we're hearing that he's been working the entire time to try to get better, right? And we're seeing it in front of us right now. And so I'm not saying that Todd McShay is incorrect, or I'm not saying that Todd McShay is lying. Like, please do not put any of those words in my mouth. I'm just saying, when, because we've all been in a position before in many aspects of our lives where we've been forced to do something we didn't totally want to do, we weren't totally in for. Then we got there and went, oh, damn, this is a good time. Mm. Oh, I really enjoyed this. This is a lot of fun. Like, we've all been in those situations, or I don't want to meet that person. I might not like that person. And you get to know them and you're like, oh, damn, I really do like this person. Yeah, we may disagree on this and this, but boy, overall, I really enjoy this person. Do you see that way?
Well, I think that when you think about the times in the NFL calendar where all these writers and people in the know, quote unquote, are together is around the draft and then training camp. Training camp affords people the opportunity, like Todd McShay and Albert Breer, to go around to every single training camp and sit down and have like a conversation of, you know, off the record stuff that they can eventually work into their stories throughout the year. And then once the season starts, I mean, you're kind of hamstrung to where you are. So I think that that's nationally what a lot of people are sort of like, not to say that it's a wrong report, but the last time that a lot of people intimately talked with people in the building here in Cleveland, like the national people, would probably have been training camp. Yeah, you check in throughout the year, but at that point in time, at training camp in preseason, it was clear that Shedeur Sanders was a little bit further behind than Dylan Gabriel was.
Right.
So, go ahead.
No, what you're saying makes a ton of sense. And I think that's the position that we're in, because when I hear those things, I want to ask back to Todd McShay and go, when did you hear this? Mm. Because it's very easy to have this thought in March, April, when you're looking at a guy and going, yeah, first round, I'm good. Second round, okay, I'm good. But you start getting past there, and all of a sudden, you can see where this makes sense. And not to mention, again, Kevin Stefanski's working one-on-one with the guy. Tommy Rees has been putting in a boatload of work with him. Quarterback coach has been putting in a boatload of work. Bill Musgrave put in a boatload of work with the guy. Like, clearly, they want him to succeed because that means they succeed, right? So that's the part of this that I find so fascinating. And so, 216-474-0092. At the Sports Feller on Twitter, at Anthony Alant, A-L-A-N-D-T, correct? I have that correct?
Nailed it.
Beautiful. On Twitter as well, if you want to get to us. I wonder if Todd McShay is dealing with old information, and I wonder if what we are hearing right now could put Shedeur in a position to where they don't need to get a quarterback in the first round, and what he needs to do to find himself into that position in the remaining four games on the schedule. I'm fascinated by where this can go. I'm fascinated to see what he is able to do. I'm fascinated to see what this looks like. But the only thing I ask more than anything else is, for the love of all that's holy, have it be an answer that's either a yes or a no. Don't leave me in the world of maybe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.